come to order. Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
25 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Our chaplain today is Ms. Haifa Sadighi. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
O thou merciful God, O thou who art mighty and powerful, O thou most kind Father, these servants have gathered together, turning to thee, supplicating thy threshold, desiring thine endless bounties from thy great assurance. They have no purpose save thy good pleasure. They have no intention save service to the world of humanity. O God, make this assemblage radiant. Make the hearts merciful. Confer the bounties of thy Holy Spirit. Endow them with a power from heaven. Bless them with heavenly minds. Increase their sincerity so that with all humility and contrition they may turn to thy kingdom and be occupied with service to the world of humanity. May each one become a radiant candle. May each one become a brilliant star. May each one become beautiful in color and redolent of fragrance in the kingdom of God. O kind Father, confer thy blessings. Consider not our shortcomings. Shelter us under thy protection. Remember not our sins. Heal us with thy mercy. We are weak, thou art mighty. We are poor, thou art rich. We are sick, thou art the physician. We are needy, thou art most generous. O God, endow us with thy providence. Thou art the powerful, thou art the giver, thou art the beneficent. Abdu'l-Bahá.
Representative Randy Phillips, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to make two motions, one for Friday and one for today. Do individually. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move that Friday's prayers be spread on the journal and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Hearing none.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent today's prayer be spread on the journal.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered for the Friday prayer as well as today's prayer. Madam Clerk, at this time, would you certify the journal for the 95th through the 99th legislative day.
I certify the correctness of the House Journal for the 95th, 96th, 97th, 98th, and 99th legislative days, and House Journal Supplement number 17.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journals for the 95th through the 99th legislative days, plus House Journal Supplement number 17, as certified, be approved.
Are there any objection as to the correctness of those journals? Hearing none, the journal stand approved. Do we have any guests for introduction today? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have two friends that I'd like to introduce. First, in Gallery A, we have Ms. Linda Johnson from the Alaska Statewide Television Network. Please help me welcome Ms. Johnson. And secondly, in Gallery B, we have the Executive Director of the Alaska Judicial Council, Mr. Bill Cotton. Please help me welcome Mr. Cotton.
Representative Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It gives me great pleasure to introduce three of my colleagues from Manly Hot Springs. First is Brian Zink, who is the teacher there, And the two precious ones with him is Robert and Aurora Zink.
Any further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Message dated April 16th. I have submitted the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the positions noted. To the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, Edward P. Young.
That name will be submitted to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
To the Board of Game, Roger Huntington.
Resources for consideration.
To the State Medical Board, David A. McGuire.
The Hess Committee.
The State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board, Bonnie W. Tisler.
That will also go to the Hess Committee.
I have no further communications from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any messages from the Senate?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications to come before this body?
The following reports are on file in the Speaker's office from the Department of Education, summary of Alaska's public school district's education plan, school year 1991-92. From the Department of Education, profiles of Alaska's public school districts, fiscal year 1991. From the Alaska Mental Health Board, technical report number 10. And from the Alaska Mental Health Board, the annual report for 1991. I have no further communications.
This brings us down the daily order of business to reports to standing committees.
The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 84, confirmation of insurance director, recommends due pass and attaches a fiscal note. Signing due pass, Bruckman, Donnelly, and Finkelstein with no recommendation, Taylor. Report was signed by Chairman Finkelstein. HJR 84 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 536, loan, Business Industrial Development Corporations. Recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, LNC, with a new title and had no recommendations attached to zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Bruckman. With no recommendation, Taylor, Donnelly, and Finkelstein. The report was signed by Chairman Finkelstein. House Bill 536 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 540, civil liability for oil spills. Recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute Resources with a new title. Had no recommendation. Signing due pass, Hudson. With no recommendation, Davidson, Moyer, Ivan, Carney, and Finkelstein. Signing to amend, Lehman, and Lincoln. Report was signed by Chairman Davidson. House Bill 540 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Hess Committee has considered House Bill 577, Health Care, Water, Sewer, GO Bonds. Recommends it be replaced with a CSCRA with the same title and due pass. Signing due pass, C. Davis, Gonzalez, and Carney. With no recommendation, Hanley and M. A. Miller. Report was signed by Co-Chair Carney. HB 577 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Hess Committee has considered House Bill 581, Education Bond Authority, had individual recommendations attached to fiscal note. Signing to amend, Hanley, Gonzalez, and M.A. Miller, with no recommendation, C. Davis, and Carney. Report was signed by Co-Chair Carney. HB 581 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Hess Committee has considered House Bill 582, Appropriation for Earnings Reserves to the Education Fund, had no recommendation, signing no rec. Hanley, C. Davis, Gonzalez, Carney, and M.A. Miller. The report was signed by Co-Chair Carney. HB 582 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 13, runoff election for governor and lieutenant governor, recommends it be replaced with the CS Finance with a new title and due pass. Signing due pass, McLean, Boyer, Brown, Barnes, Phillips, Larson, Ulmer, Navarre, and Jackal. With no recommendation, Sharp, and signing to amend, Kopanen. The report was signed by co-chairs Navarre and McLean. HJR 13 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 171, prohibit sealing of certain court records, recommends it be replaced with the CS Judiciary with the same title and due pass. Signing due pass, Donnelly, Ellis, and Grunberg. Signing do not pass, Hanley. With no recommendation, Martin and Parnell. Report was signed by Chairman Donnelly. HB 171 as a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 231 CRA, conveyance of land, Chugach State Park, recommends due pass. Signing due pass, Davidson, Finkelstein, Carney, Lehman, Moyer, and Hudson. No recommendation, Ivan. The report was signed by Chairman Davidson. Senate Bill 231 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The House Committee has considered Senate Concurrent Resolution 31, Home and Community-Based Medicaid Service, recommends due pass. Signing due pass, Lincoln, Carney, Miller, and C. Davis. Report was signed by Co-Chair Lincoln. SCR 31 has no further referral. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered Senate Bill 313, Insurance for Phenylketonuria, recommends due pass. Signing due pass, Bruckman, Donnelly, and Finkelstein, with no recommendation, Taylor. Report was signed by Chairman Finkelstein. SB 313 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
How about reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring the Youth Summit 3 Exchange Program by Representative Navarre. Honoring Junior Olympic Swim Meet competitors by Representative Ulmer. Honoring Leland L. Dishman, Alaska Superintendent of the Year by Representative Ivan and Senator Hoffman. Honoring Eagle River Lionesses, International Recognition of Achievement by Senators Cotton, Halford, and Porchot, Representatives R. Phillips and M. A. Miller. Citation honoring Donna Peterson, Debbie White, Pam Lazenby, Patty Jolin, Dr. Dennis Schwarner, and Donald F. McDermott, Outstanding Service to Education by Representative Fisher. Honoring the Glacier Valley Rotary Club by Senator Duncan and Representatives Hudson and Ulmer. Honoring Pat Jacobson and Jane Erlinson. The Krista McAuliffe Fellowship Award by Senator Zaroff and Representative Davidson. In Memoriam, Luna Lynn L. Inglema by Representatives Navarre and Senator Sturgiluski. In Memoriam, Judge J. L. McCary Jr. by Representatives Lehman, Hanley, and Gruenberg and Senator Pierce.
The citation will go to the Rules Committee.
I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
That brings us down into the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, would you read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 395 by Representative Donnelly. An act requiring public employers to indemnify public employees for injuries occurring within the scope of employment. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered the bill and had no recommendation. Signing due pass, Mackey and G. Phillips. With no recommendation, Gonzalez, C. Davis, Baker, and B. Davis. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommend it be replaced with a CS Judiciary with a new title and due pass. Signing due pass, Gruenberg, Donnelly, Ellis, and Parnell. With no recommendation, Martin and Hanley. I have a committee substitute, Mr. Speaker.
Having a committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent we adopt the Judiciary CS for HB 395.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the CS Judiciary? Hearing none, that committee substitute has been adopted. Madam Clerk, do we have any amendments pending?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the bill be considered engrossed and advanced to third reading.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance? Hearing no objection to advance to third reading, Madam Clerk, would you give the bill its third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 395, Judiciary. An act relating to public employers defending and indemnifying public employees for injuries occurring within the scope of employment.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 395 incorporates what pretty much is status quo into the statutes. Over the interim, we met with representatives of the Department of Public Safety, and they asked us to work on this legislation. We've worked with them through the process, and the judiciary version is endorsed by the Department of Public Safety and the Department of Law. It has zero fiscal impact because it basically sets out in statute so everybody can understand what the rules are for this defense of public officials, what they say they're already doing. And so I think it's appropriate because it'll allow people to have a baseline and not to have these decisions based on political considerations or individual personalities each time one of these particular situations come up.
Any further debate? Is this body ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 395 Judiciary pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
35 yeas, 0 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 395, Judiciary, has passed the House. Madam Clerk.
House Bill number 437 by Representative Grunberg, an act relating to the regulation of the practice of naturopathy and providing for an effective date. The Hess Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with a C.S. Hess with the same title and due pass. Signing due pass, Lincoln Carney, M.A. Miller, B. Davis, Gonzalez, C. Davis, and Hanley. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill and recommended it be replaced with a C.S. L.N.C. with the same title. Signing due pass, Bruckman and Finkelstein, with no recommendations, Zawacki and Ivan. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended it be replaced with the C.S. L.N.C. and due pass. Signing due pass, Navarre, Brown, Phillips, Ulmer, Boyer, and Kopanen, with no recommendation, Jacko, Barnes, Sharp, Larson, and McLean. I have a committee substitute.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent. We adopt the Labor and Commerce CS for HB 437.
Are there any objection as adopting that committee's substitute, Labor and Commerce? Hearing no objection, that CS has been adopted. Madam Clerk, do we have any amendments pending?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent. The bill be considered engrossed and advanced to third reading.
Are there any objection to the advancement motion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you give the bill its third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill 437, LNC, an act relating to the regulation of the practice of naturopathy and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was wondering if the sponsor could explain to me what naturopathy is.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Naturopathy is a type of medicine that mainly deals with the prescribing of herbs and holistic type substances. Minor surgery is involved, and they can prescribe certain types of medication. And it's an alternative form of medicine that has a number of people who follow it.
Do you feel better informed for that now? Okay. Any further debate? Representative Gail Phillips, do you have something to add to this? Okay. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 437, Labor and Commerce, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
36 yeas, 0 nay.
Committee substitute for House Bill 437, Labor and Commerce, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing none, the clause has been adopted. Madam Clerk.
House Joint Resolution number 64 by Representatives Jackal, Larson, Lehman, Ivan, G. Phillips, Foster, Moyer, Mackey, Taylor, Zawacki, and R. Phillips, relating to an article on the quality of fresh salmon published in Consumer Reports magazine and to a mandatory seafood inspection program. The Resources Committee considered the bill and recommended it be replaced with the CS Resources with a new title. Signing due pass, Davidson, Ivan, Carney, Moyer, Lincoln, and Lehman. With no recommendation, Finkelstein. I have a committee substitute.
Having a committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the Resources CS for HJR 64.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of that CS Resources? Hearing none, that committee substitute has been adopted. Are there any further amendments, Madam Clerk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
It is a joint resolution, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources CS for HJR 64 be considered engrossed and advanced to third reading.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you give that resolution its third reading?
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 64, Resources. urging the media to inform the public about the quality of fresh seafood sold in the United States and urging the federal government to establish a national mandatory seafood inspection program.
Third reading, under debate. This body's Representative Lehman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Earlier this year, I don't know how many members of this body saw the article in Consumer Reports that dealt with seafood quality in the United States, but I was very disturbed when this came out, and I know the bill sponsor was, as many others, and we discussed this at quite some length in the Resources Committee. Felt that at least we needed to do something to make a statement about the quality of Alaska seafood products. This is at least a step in the right direction. If you'll note, in the back of the resolution calls for a national inspection or federal inspection program. Both Senators Stevens and Murkowski have responded already to this. I just got Senator Murkowski's letter today, and both of them support such a program. I think it would be good to do that, because not only is taking care of seafood at the beginning level important, but it also is important at the retail level. So in many cases, our seafood will reach the market and it may be damaged because somebody has held it too long, it's been warm or something like that. So something like this, I think, can have a whole lot of good for the Alaska product, especially in at a time where Alaska seafood quality, Alaska seafood price has dropped so much, and we're taking almost a double hit in the same year. So I'd encourage us not only to vote for it, which I'm sure we will today, but to step out and speak out and do all that we can to improve the quality of our inspection programs.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 64 resources pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
36 yeas, 0 nay.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 64 resources has passed the House. We do not have any citations on today's calendar, so this brings us down to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. The following members be excused from the call of the House. Representative Mike Miller from 6:35 p.m. April 23 to 10:30 a.m. Plain Time April 28. Representative Hudson from 6 p.m. April 23 to the 11 o'clock morning Plain Time April 26. Representative Gail Phillips from 6 a.m. April 24 to the noon Plain Time April 26. Representative Lincoln from 11 a.m. May 9 to the afternoon Plain Time May 10.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, those people listed off by the Majority Leader are excused on those specified dates. Any further unfinished business? Announcements of standing committees or special committees? Representative Cabina.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House State Affairs will have a work session, let's say about 15 minutes after the close of the meeting today, on the House, on the ethics bill in the State Affairs room.
Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to remind members of the Resources Committee that we will meet today. We have a full agenda, including confirmation hearings for various boards. Thank you.
Representative Moyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I hope that agenda isn't so full it impedes with the International Trade and Tourism Committee meeting, which is to meet at 5 to consider a Senate Resolution 44 supporting Kantishna Area Tourism Development and HB 576, Protection of Caves and Cave Resources.
Any further committee announcements? General announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent. We stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.